I could lock in my eyes with you. I can't fight it, splitting my mind in two.
So you're going to want to check in 10 minutes. Don't check out, I guess. Just hang in for 10 minutes because we got Schoolhouse calling us. We did. 9:15. So we've got questions. They're also playing a show at the Grad Club this weekend.
Saturday night.
So we're going to be talking to them in 10 minutes. I think we're going on an adventure this afternoon. We're going on an adventure. Going to a recording studio with a local band. And I don't know what we're doing.
See.
And we've got another interview at 9:45 this morning. Wedding's going to be giving us a call. And that's how indie it is. Hayden messaged to say, don't sleep on the Fortet album. We were talking about electronic albums in the Grammy nominations and kind of slamming a few. But he still hasn't mentioned, I sent him immediately, the Andre 3000 album is up for album of the year.
As a former flute player.
Former flute player.
Yeah. It's things you don't know about me, Cindy.
Okay. I like it. Okay. Stick around. We've got an interview coming up. And let's play some Cassador. This song, they've hit a lot of plays on Spotify. So good on them. We're going to play Rip Me Down. And stick around. That interview's coming up very soon with Schoolhouse. This is the Indie Wake-Up Call. We'll be right back. Carnelian with Susie. We were just saying, like, good song.
Yeah, great
very
song.
Good song.
Stands out to me so far out of the ones they've released and played their shows. If we have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we have been waiting for this interview, actually. We've got Schoolhouse coming to Kingston playing, mm-hmm. and we also have Joel on the line. Joel, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. Now, Schoolhouse, you are coming to Kingston from Ottawa, but I just want to put it out here, and it's all over your information, but I think it's important to note that your community has really recognized you. You've recently been awarded Group of the Year at the Ottawa Music Awards and Album of the Year by Ottawa Faces Magazine. That must feel pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty unexpected. We submitted ourselves, but we didn't think it would go as far as winning the award. We're really grateful for all the support from like our fans and the music industry in Ottawa here. So we're feeling good about it. But we're excited to come to Kingston for the first time this weekend.
Oh, for your first time in Kingston?
Yeah, we haven't played there yet. It's our first gig. So we're super excited.
Oh, amazing! That's so exciting. And I know you just mentioned the Ottawa music scene, and tell us a bit about what that's like, just up the road. But you know, every city's a little bit different.
Yeah, totally. So it's definitely growing and coming into itself right now, we feel. There's a bunch of different like genres and people in those spaces that are doing some really cool stuff. And so we're happy to be a part of it, and we're trying to do our part, you know. We're playing at all the venues and are trying to, you know, and trying to support it as much as we can. And yeah, I mean, the OMIC, so the kind of group of people that run the awards, they're doing a great job too with supporting the music scene. I mean, the music awards ceremony is growing. It was at the Bronson Center last year in Ottawa. And so I think next year, I don't know if it's at the NAC or something, but it's growing, and it's going to be even better. So they do a great job, and they're really supporting the industry in Ottawa too. So it's a good time to be a part of it for sure.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we've got Joel from Schoolhouse calling us at the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC. And we noticed that you're on the Daylight Savings Tour with Clay Hazy and Jade Hilton. And this is the bill that's traveling. You're not changing it up. Like this is a group of bands traveling together. Did we get that right?
That's right. Yeah, we've all banded together, and we're going to be hitting the road together.
How is that going? Because you can get a lot of inspiration when you are together all the time, and also it can be kind of crazy sometimes. How is it going?
Yeah, we haven't even started. Like tomorrow is our first date in Toronto, and then Kingston's the second date. So we're just getting going, and we're excited. But yeah, it'll be our first time doing this setup with three bands.
Well, so, I saw that you're at the El Macambo tomorrow night in the full Taylorland. I think you're going to have a great night. I think there are just so many people wanting to go see a live show, and you're going to be great. And what a venue. Like, you have some great venues on your list. Like, we love the Grad Club here in Kingston, but how are you getting ready for tomorrow night and in the middle of the Taylor Swift mania?
Yeah, Taylor Swift, the Swifty mania is going to be pretty crazy tomorrow. We were actually planning on going down tonight and like trying to busk outside of the Rogers Center to try and sell some final tickets for Toronto, maybe gain a couple diehard fans. But I don't know if it's going to happen. I think the city's too shut down and like going to be too busy for us to get there. But yeah, I think. Hopefully some people from the Thursday night show want to stick around and see us on Friday or something like that. And yeah, we're hoping that we can take advantage of it the best we can.
Yeah, for sure. And I know that you guys have a pretty interesting name, and there's a bit of a story behind that as well that we found out about. But would you like to share with everyone how you came to the name Schoolhouse?
Yeah, so we moved in together with three friends, and we didn't really have a plan on becoming a band, but we knew we were going to, like, you know, jam in the house and make music. Anyways, and then we were kind of in the scene already and with another band, so we had the opportunity to play a gig, and we're like, well, why don't we just do it us three? And then we needed a name. So the house we lived in at the time was about a 100-year-old schoolhouse, a French schoolhouse. And, yeah, we were racking our brains before the gig, trying to come up with a name, that's how we stumbled on the name. And then before the show, we were trying to find out, like, what is Schoolhouse, you know, what are we gonna look like, what are we gonna sound like. And we were searching in our attic randomly, and there was one box in the attic, and it was this box of old clothes. And we pulled out the box, and we like ended up wearing the clothes, and all the clothes on our album cover are from the attic of that house. And all the clothes we wore at like our first gig were from that box. So it we really kind of embodied the house and solidified it in our name. But yeah, that's how it came about. It sometimes when I tell it, it seems like a crazy story, but I have video proof of us in the attic finding that box. So yeah,
I was hoping there'd be something that you found in the schoolhouse. So that's even better than what I had hoped for, actually. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So your debut album only came out in 2023. This is a new project, I would guess. What did you do before the band? Like, where did you guys all find each other?
We were friends in university at the University of Ottawa. And we jammed a bunch just because we were in the same friend group. There was a couple other, like, projects and bands that we were a part of. But yeah, now we've combined our efforts into Schoolhouse, and we've been loving it ever since. It's definitely like pretty recent, but we've hit the ground running or tried to as much as we can. We're pretty busy. We like you said, we had our album come out last year, And we've been playing new songs, honestly, for quite a while. But we're finally in the process of getting these songs recorded. So we're in the process of recording our second album. And we just had our most recent single come out, our first single off that album. And we're going to be playing a lot of new songs at these gigs coming up. So
now, is that song Touchdown for Texas? Touchdown in Texas?
Yes, that's it. That's
I've got it ready.
love it.
Okay, well, just to get all the details in there, and we're going to see the Daylight Savings Tour drop into Kingston with Schoolhouse, Clay Hazy, Jade Hilton, Saturday, November 16th at the Grab Club, 7:30 p.m. And Touchdown in Texas. What can you tell us about the song before we say goodbye?
Yeah, it's just a fun song about following your dreams. We just wanted to, put out a really straight-ahead folk song, and we did our best with that one. We love playing it live. It's got some banjo in there, and it's a great, fun song to play. So, we hope you like it.
Well, thanks for waking up for us, and thanks for calling the Indie Wake Up Call.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for having me. All right. See you guys.
Rusty wheels, I've been through hell and back again, but I'm traveling on. In 2 years' time, I'll be long gone. What's right for me wasn't right for her, that's clear to see. I won't let these miles weigh down on me. Maybe this time's just what I need. My money on a dream, and I'd go for broke. 'Cause win or lose, I won't let go. I'm headed out to lose sight of this locality. I won't let these miles take a piece of me. Maybe this time's just what I need. The road ahead is long, but I'll let it carry. Touchdown in Memphis, Tennessee. I won't bear witness to any other side of sea. Well, I've been living reckless. I've been living there selfishly. Lord, I meant it when I said you gotta hold on.
just like that. Baby, is it just like that? It's a little too much. I'm barely standing, but I'll stay on my feet.
Spot in Soho, the old boys play piano just for me at Brasserie's Adele. And the violins swell like they're weaving a spell, and it sounds like she's falling in love. When are you gonna make me a baby? You know kitchen. I look after you real good, keep you soft, keep you hard, keep you off the hard stuff. When are you gonna make me a baby?
Me Be
to Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Madison, and Cindy's here as well in the studio. You just heard some Peach Pit with Am I Your Girl? But you know us at Indie, we like to keep things busy. We have another interview today with another great artist playing in Kingston tonight. We've got Wedding on the line.
How's it going?
We're awake. We're awake, and we're waking everybody up this morning. How is it going?
I'm trying to do the same. I'm drinking a coffee right now, trying to re-enter the world.
Well, I see that so much of what we read about you, and by the way, Wedding is actually Walt Mutie. But Walt, I just want to ask you, so much of the publicity that we read about you right now is how young you are. Are you seeing that? It's like he's 22. He's only 22 years old.
We're the same age.
Yeah. I'm not. Madison is. But that comes up a lot. Does that work in your favor? Is that something you have to explain, like you're basically going to do right now again with me?
Yeah. I would say it works in my favor. You know, like everybody talks about, like, oh my God, Nas was only 16 when he released Illmatic, and it's like, Walt was only 22 when he released Drain. You know what I mean? Like,
I like that.
Yeah, I think it worked in my favor.
Excellent.
Amazing. And, you know, okay, there are people out there, they're younger than us, so, you know, we got something on someone. So you're all the way from Kelowna, BC, but now tonight you're finding yourself in Kingston. And so how's that whole journey been?
Oh, it's been quite a ride. Yeah, I've been living in Toronto now for about 3 years, and... Yeah, this Kingston place is pretty... I'm on Wolf Island right now. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this.
Oh, yeah. We love Wolf Island. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awfully quaint out here, I must say. It's very, very cute. I love water.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're surrounded now. But there are a lot of musicians on Wolf Island. Like, we had a Wolf Island musician on the show last week, and it's a very musical, quaint place for sure. And you do have a Hotel Wolf Island show coming up. That's partially why I wanted calling you. But also, a couple people from the station were like, no, you have to talk to him. Like, it's important that you actually talk to him, because Wedding is a solid performance. So getting back to Kelowna, though, I noticed, I think we just like to talk about Kelowna because it's a smaller city, very much like Kingston. Although I know you didn't play any live shows there. What was it like coming up in a town like that, which is... I mean, some people find a small town difficult to come up as a musician, but also it can be supportive. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty, it's beautiful geographically, right? Like, it's obviously in the middle of a bunch of great mountains, and there's an awesome lake, and there's all that stuff going for it. But I don't know, you kind of feel like you're in a bit of a cultural wasteland. At least I started to feel that way when I was like 16 or 17, because it's like, pretty much any person who does music is like a white SoundCloud rapper. And I mean, there are some good ones out there in terms of white SoundCloud rappers, but there's a lot of ones that weren't that good. So it just wasn't really, I just felt like if I wanted to be inspired to make music that I considered, you know, inspire or interesting to me, then I needed to go somewhere where there was more people doing it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's so important. But something else that we've heard a lot about is your backing band lineup, and that really contributes to the dynamic of your performance. So what can you tell us about if you have a band with you tonight? Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, it's pretty volatile.
Good.
In our setup in Toronto, like, I just have maybe like five or six friends that know my songs pretty well, so I kind of just get whoever's around to join for certain shows. Like last week we played a show where my drummer wasn't available, so I put the drums on track. So then we played a four-piece show with like backing with a drum machine where it was cello, trumpet, guitar, bass. And that's like, I don't know, I'm a music nerd, so it's fun for me to like get the chance to just say like, oh, what would happen if you put a cello and a trumpet over a drum machine?
Yeah, you just said cello, so we just woke up. Yeah, this is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's the indie wake up call right there.
Yeah, cello. The cello. Yeah, that is unexpected and pretty cool. But do you? Okay, so yeah, now I need to know about the cello. So did you ask the cello to join the ensemble, or are these just friends who are like, hey, let's bring the cello? Like, how? What kind of a What kind of a dictator are you, basically, is what I'm asking when it comes to being in charge of this project.
Yeah, I'd say I'm like a Stalin type.
Okay, okay, on the scale.
Kind of vibe that I have in terms of cello. But no, the cellist was, just a friend of mine, actually also from Kelowna. This guy, Adrian, who he played bass in my band for a while, because he's like, by trade, he's a jazz bassist, but he also has been picking up cello, and he just like one day asked, what would happen if I played cello? And I was like, well, that's a great question, let's find out. I'm a big Arthur Russell fan. I'm not sure if you guys know this person of 70s and the 80s, Arthur Russell.
We're nerding out with you right now.
We'll have to do some research after
this. We're making a list as you speak to us right now. This is great. Okay,
great. Yeah, there's some great Arthur Russell records where he plays cello in this very interesting, compelling way. And I guess when Adrian pitched the idea to me, that's immediately what I thought of. So I was like, great, let's do it.
Yeah, I might have to branch out from my yo-yo mat. But tell us a little bit more about your brand new single. You released your first full release with Time Is Good. And we're going to play one of those songs today because, unfortunately, we can't have any swears.
We're the
swearing
play on the
new
song.
Song. Tell us about your newest single that everyone should go listen to after this.
Yeah, Drain. That one's an interesting one because the story behind it is that a friend of mine, guy Spencer Allen, he came up to me one night at a party like a few months back, and he just told me he had had this dream where he directed a music video that I was in, and it was kind of weird because we weren't really close at the time, so it was like, okay, why are you having a dream about me, dude? That's kind of sucks. But yeah, the video was just. I was in a bathtub with a bunch of fish, and we were all like just hanging out, having a great time. And then all of a sudden the plug got pulled, and we all started going down the drain. And then, when he told me that, I was just like, well, I have to make that song now where that happens in the narrative. So I took like a couple months and went through like 8 different versions of this potential drain song where I have like a relationship with all these fish, and I guess I found a way to make it meaningful to myself, this storyline, and hopefully I don't know, I'm not sure if people have received it in the way that I intended, but it was a fun, I've never tried to score a music video that hasn't even been made yet before, so that was a fun process.
Okay, well, we'll send our listeners off to find Drain, okay? They've got to go find it themselves, the new single. But we're going to go out.
Right, yeah, I say some potty words on it.
So that's okay. It's all right.
Too early for the swears.
We've maybe heard them before. We're going to go out with Shackled 2, though, and I want to remind everyone, you're playing at Hotel Wolf Island. We weren't just talking about Hotel. We weren't talking about Wolf Island being quaint. It's also, you are playing there. So we want to get everybody to the show and let them know. Anything else we want to know about the live show?
I mean, the person I'm playing with tonight, this guy, Cram Jefferson, who that's his stage name. His name's Cole Kapoor. He's opening for us tonight. He's a good friend of mine from Toronto, but he goes to school at Queens here. So he's extremely talented. His music is like really hard to describe, but it's some of my favorite music of like people that I'm friends with. So yeah, I would say that's another good reason to come to the show, is to see Cram Jefferson. He's pretty cool.
All right, well thanks for calling us this morning on the Indie Wake Up Call. Have another cup of coffee, and it's a good night to get on the ferry.
All right, great, thanks guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, see you later.
Filming in our northeast southern west. I scanned my eyes. Concrete.